that the world have not changed. This whole idea of having a prayer meeting that brings everybody when there is a national disaster is nothing new. In the National Cathedral, they do that. Every time there is a disaster, bring everybody, whatever denomination, whatever faith, and let's cry everyone to his own God in his own way, that might God relieve us. This is how the world thinks. It was there in the time of Jonah, and it goes on today. And it's sad when believers look at these things and say, oh, how wonderful it is. We are all united in love. That's not, Jonah did not join that prayer meeting. He could not pray. He knew better than that. And that's what we need to be very careful in the matter of association. Because they pray, they meant very well. That's all they know. But do we, who know better than that, join in with such a thing and say, it is wonderful, it's the same God, it's the same way, it's everything? Absolutely not true. They were worshiping idols, and they did not know. And because of Jonah, even his fault and his failure, when he made that true confession, what a difference between him and Paul. He was on a ship also in Acts 27. Just like Jonah, the waves were up and down. The ship was breaking up. And here is a man who said, I believe God. And they did the same thing. They threw everything off the ship. They did exact. Men have not changed. The difference was there was a true servant of God who have not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, who stood up for his God, did not mingle with everybody else, declared the true God, prayed before everybody, before the food, didn't hide it. Before everybody, he thanked God for the food. And he ate with gladness, and he gave them all. What a testimony between between Paul and a man who went down in the ship to sleep. That's not he wasn't content or complacent. I think he was indifferent to the mind of God. He knows what happened. And these people know that what happened was not a result of a natural disaster, because they know the wave and the sea and the season and the shorter ways. They know when to sail. But when that happened, they said, something greater than what's natural happened to us. And it led them to the blessed God. Sorry.
Just one dimension. thought, and it says there was a great wind. And it says he was fast asleep. And so often the great wind, what we see, what that speaks to, is the working of the enemy. Great wind, great sea, waves. It's the working of the enemy. But when I become indifferent because I've gone from the presence of the Lord, I begin to sleep. Now, it was mentioned concerning mercy. I believe that Jonah could have fallen asleep because he had experienced the mercy of God. Even though he's in this circumstance of indifference, a believer who is indifferent to the things that are around, so often we still know that God is merciful. And I believe that we see that Jonah could fall asleep because he had proven the mercy of God before. But however, his indifference take him away where God can use him. So here we find where there are circumstances that the enemy brings in, that if I leave the presence of the Lord and go down, what I do is I begin to sleep. And I don't believe this was just a shallow sleep. I believe this was a deep sleep where the waves and the wind didn't wake him. He was fast asleep. So often now we look around and we see how the enemy is working, but I have to draw closer to the Lord.
I'm wondering, can we see also how his disobedience impacted others? That because he went out from the presence of the Lord, he thought so. He was disobedient to the word of God. That his disobedience endangered the lives of the mariners. But it also impacted those who were not on the sea, in that if they're mariners, they're taking their cargo to other places to be sold so that they can make a profit, make a living, and so forth. And because of this storm, and they a concern for their lives, everything that's on the ship they have to throw out. So there might have been some innocent child in the country that they were going to that needed some milk, and here it is, they have to throw the milk overboard. It cannot get there. They cannot make a profit. So it not only impacted those who were on the ship, it had an impact on those who the cargo were going to as well. And this is what our disobedience does. It has an impact on others, and we cry and ask the Lord, help us to be obedient people, because we never know in what way it will impact others, endanger their lives, fall under the hands of God because we are being disobedient.
Just one other thought on the disobedience, because that's why we have the book of Jonah, because he was disobedient. And I like how it was brought out that the sailors themselves knew that this was no storm that just caught the ship. They knew that there was something else, and they searched out and they found Jonah. Obviously, what comes to mind is Romans 1:20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. They saw it, and we talked earlier about our own biases sometimes that we bring. You know, God gives us the opportunity to do his work. He doesn't call us to do a work that he hasn't equipped us for. And the point that Joe was bringing out, there are consequences when we are not obedient. And it's the things of this world can suffer when we are not obedient. God's things are going to happen. God calls us to do things because he already knows the outcome. He called Moses to raise up and bring his people out. And what was Moses' first response? He didn't want to do it. The Lord worked with Moses. He turned his staff into a snake. He made his hand leprous. And even still, when he showed himself in all those different ways to Moses, Moses still said, I'm a man who doesn't speak well. Choose somebody else. God's purposes are going to be done. And the world knows that his purposes need to be done, because we're going to find out in Jonah that people are going to repent. The people themselves need to get what Jonah has to deliver, if only Jonah would be obedient to do it. So young people, old people, I'm speaking to myself. It's a wonderful thing to say, Lord, here am I, send me. Just to get out of our own sometimes comfort zones, to get out of our own. I've heard it this week multiple times, actually in the last 2 weeks, multiple times. I could never do the things that the brethren do. It's just not me. Well, that's because you're putting confidence in your own self and abilities. If God is going to raise you up to do that work, he is going to equip you, and he's going to equip you, and he's going to equip me.
As the saints, I'm sure the local brethren wants to move us on. I just want to suggest that there were 8 questions that were raised by these men to Jonah. And probably because of time, we will not have enough time to go through them, but I'm just going to choose 2. And make a quick spiritual application to us. For whose cause this evil have come upon us? It is a sad situation when the saint of God is the cause of the evil that others are affected with it. And this is why you and I, we need to be extremely sensitive, not only to the Spirit of God that indwells us, but also sensitive to my brethren, if you will, so that I will not bring them under something that God is going to bring upon the company because of my own actions. The second question that I really enjoyed, what is your occupation? The Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 19, he told his own, occupy till I come. He was a prophet. That was his occupation, if you will. And he was a man that needed to make the heart of God known to others. But he decided not to be occupied in this. And the question is raised, brethren, what kind of occupation are we occupying ourselves with? Occupy till I come. The believer has an occupation, a secular one. But in the sight of heaven, he has a greater occupation, is to be occupied with the things of Christ. And the third question that touch my heart is, what is thy country? I wonder how many of our friends, colleagues, whatever places, circumstances we are in, that they know we are heavenly men by birth. I wonder. I just raise these challenges, and I'm sure other brethren will bring us into more.